to the Nashville shooting. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. We're learning more and seeing more about the shooter who killed six people at a private Christian school in Nashville yesterday.
Audrey Hale had two assault weapons and a handgun on her when she was shot and killed by police at the Covenant School. Police are still sorting through why she attacked and killed the victims, but Police Chief John Drake says there are clues they are examining.
We have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this day, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place.
Chief Drake says there is a working theory police have, but they aren't sharing it until they are more certain of that motive. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Police posted school surveillance video to Twitter last night. The scope of destruction caused by a massive tornado in parts of Mississippi Friday night is nearly incomprehensible.
An EF4 tornado packing winds over 166 miles per hour ravaged the town of Rolling Fork, Mississippi. Survivors are going through the ruins and wreckage of their homes looking for personal belongings, while many are mourning the 25 dead in the state of Mississippi and one in Alabama.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray. The New York City grand jury investigating former President Trump for alleged hush money payments during his 2016 campaign gets back to work tomorrow. This and other investigations come as Trump runs for office again. He tells Fox's Hannity,
in my opinion, it's a new way of cheating on elections. It's called election interference.
And Belgium prosecutor said this morning police arrested eight people in counterterrorism raids and believe they thwarted planned attacks. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Some saber rattling this morning. Russia says its navy fired supersonic anti-ship missiles at a mock target in the Sea of Japan, while North Korea's Kim Jong-un is calling for his nuclear scientists to increase production of weapons-grade material to make bombs.
We've seen a huge number of missile tests lately, seven this month alone, in what Pyongyang says is a response to joint military drills carried out by South Korea and the United States. We're told Kim advised scientists he wants to exponentially expand his nuclear arsenal. That will cause concern in the region. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
No word yet what caused a chocolate factory to explode in West Reading, Pennsylvania, Friday, killing seven. Mayor Samantha Cog.
My focus will be on the families and those affected to get them the resources and information they need, along with community support. We as a borough will continue to work hard for our community throughout the next coming months.
Officials did not address reports that plant workers detected a gas odor before the explosion. And an actor who became famous playing a young boy in a fantasy film series is all grown up and about to become a parent.
Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe is expecting his first child with longtime girlfriend Erin Dark. Radcliffe rose to fame through his portrayal of Potter in the film adaptations of J.K. Rowling's coming-of-age fantasy novels. He met Dark on the set of 2013's Kill Your Darlings, in which he played poet Allen Ginsberg, and she played one of his paramours. A representative for Radcliffe confirmed the news with media outlets, including The Hollywood Reporter. A due date has not been revealed. The actor, who is not on social media, recently starred as Weird Al Yankovic in Weird, the Al Yankovic Story. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.